Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to everyone who's listening right now. I don't know what time you guys are actually listening on Spotify or either you guys are watching in YouTube, but I'm very happy that you guys are joining us on our episode 3 of Women in Tech. And of course, for today's episode, we will be talking about our tech turn-ons. Yes, so let me introduce myself first. Hello again, everyone. I am Mary, your tech girl Mary, and we have, of course, Leah and Liz. Liz is actually her first time to join us. She had problems during the first and second episode, but finally, she's back with us. But amazing action naman today for this episode is Isa. So, pagaling ka, Isa.
We miss you, Isa.
Magaling ka, Isa.
So yun. Ngayon, pag-uusapan nga natin, ano ba ang nagpapa-turn on sa mga women in tech? Sige. Yung tunog eh, no, is very, but yeah, we do get turned on by tech. I mean, kinilig na rin naman tayo at, di ba, by tech. At
many times.
So, sige, una. Oh, yun. Sige nga, ikaw, Liz, what turns you on in tech?
What? Gusto ko yung,
siyempre,
gusto ko yung ano.
Kapag, yung,
sige, gusto. Yung ano? Sorry. Hindi, gusto ko yung pagkasabi ni Leah. In tech. Just to be sure, you know?
Oh, gusto ko ng konting controversy. Kaya, okay, Liz, what turns you on? .. In tech.
Siyempre, turn on talaga ako. Turn on ako kapag yung tech is talagang nakakatulong sa akin. Diba? Like, me as a mom, siyempre mahilig ako sa mga like home appliances, smart home appliances ng mga tech. So, nata-turn on ako dun sa like, nag-stutter nga naman ako. Yung natutulungan nga ako, like the robot vacuum, yung kaya niyang kumilos na siya na, like hindi ko na siya kailangan pang gabayan or whatsoever. Yung mga ganung bagay.
Oh, ikaw naman,
actually, I have,
girl Mary.
I have to agree with Liz. Smartphones, sorry to say this, but whenever I receive smartphones, I don't really get turned on anymore. Siguro kasi it's been a while na rin since I've been doing it. I still get excited whenever I review phones. Don't worry, I still love what I'm doing. Pero kasi there's something about home appliances that every time I receive one, kunwari nag-order ako in Lazada or in Shopee, and then natanggap ko siya today, nabubuo yung araw ko. Alam niyo yun na parang, oh my God, I'm so excited to use this.
Yes.
I paid for this and magagamit ko siya for my everyday life. So kapag something that is very useful
True.
And it caters to my needs, it really turns me on.
correct.
Oh my gosh,
how do you say it? Oo
nga, sabi ko, bilis natin naman, kita na yun. But I have to agree kasi, again, much like Mary, yung mga smartphones, I still get turned on. I still get excited. Pero it takes a lot para ma-excite ako sa smartphone. Probably because ang dami ang dumadaan sa kamay natin.
Yes.
And it's been a while.
Get used na tayo sa mga ganun.
Oo, pero lalo ngayon, since we're on lockdown, syempre, we use the house more. We're here more. So
yes, true.
And we work from home, we do everything here. So ang laking bagay that you have smart gadgets, smart appliances that make, you know, life easier. Put it this way.
Yeah.
Before Jamie and I got our walang kamatayan kung sinasabi dishwasher. Love ko rin ang dishwasher.
Gusto ko rin yun. Okay,
akala ko
turned on
na turned
on ako
sa
asawa ko
pagka like
naghugas siya ng pinggan.
Okay.
Pag naghugas siya ng pinggan,
correct naman yun.
Oh my gosh, I don't have to wash. Oo, nakaka-turn on yun. So ngayon, na-transfer lang yun sa dishwasher namin ang lahat.
Hala, si Jamie. Ano na?
Please, yung mukha ni Jamie parang, what did I just hear?
Pero alam mo ba, Lea, I thought yung na-turn on sa'yo is yung coffee maker mo. Kasi feeling ko, it really did. Kasi nga nakikita ko na parang, you're more productive. I mean, I'm not saying naman na you're not productive before, pero I feel like it really helped you.
Yung coffee maker.
Para mas ma-energize.
actually, yeah, there are several appliances at home that's been like, so ibig sabihin, lagi ako na to turn on, ano ba, sa tech. Pero, yeah, actually, the coffee maker has been very, I have to consciously stop myself kasi dumating ako sa point na love ko siya, na kakaapat na ako na espresso every day.
Wow.
It was so parang yung addiction na siya.
So, may natatanungin ni Liz yun, buti hindi ka rin papalpitate.
Alam mo, surprisingly, hindi, parang nanginginig na ako.
Kasi ako talagang, hindi tumatanggap ng caffeine yung katawan ko kapag umiinom ako ng kape. Like, parang kung nai-in love araw-araw. Lakas na palpitation ng heart ko. Kaya hindi ako nagko-coffee.
Okay. Ah, okay. So, siguro
hindi na rin yata magandang level of caffeine. Also, kayo, specifically, you talked about home tech. Ano yung favorite home tech that you have at home?
Washing machine yung sa akin. Automatic washing machine na. Yung automatic na, yung talaga ilagay ko na lang lahat. Tapos, pag after is, yun, dry na, 80%. Okay, so, yung... ano akong gagawin?
Yung
automatic na washing machine. Practical din siya.
Actually, kasi, kasi wala rin naman tayong, I'm not sure about you guys, pero ako, wala rin naman din kaming kasambahay. So, parang sobrang helpful, di ba, na meron kang automatic washing machine.
Talaga. Yes. Yes, true.
Hindi ako naglalabas, sorry. Kasi nilalabas namin. In-outsource. Pero, I can imagine that I would want to have one in the far future.
Alam mo ba?
Ikaw, Mel. Oh, kasi ano?
Alam mo ba? Since Leia natuturn on ka about your automatic dishwasher, I want to have that. Parang soon, I want to buy myself one. Siguro pag nag-sale ulit. Kasi nga, I'm the one who washes the dishes. Tapos si Jason, he's the one who makes the food. Hindi ako marunong magluto. I don't know how to. Basta basically, wala akong alam sa kusina. So, ako taga-hugas ng plato, siya taga-prepare, taga-luto. So, I wanna buy an automatic dishwasher para masarap ang buhay. Lagi lang ako nalagay.
Affiliate link below. Yeah, hindi ko sa affiliate link ko sa dishwasher.
Yes. It will definitely bring me on kapag bumili ako. Yes. Mukha nga.
Oh, naiingit nga ako din sa ganyan. Kasi, 'di ba, nakaka-heads din lagi maghugas.
At saka, dumating ako sa point last year na yung hands ko sa kakahugas ng kamay, kaka-alcohol, alam mo yung sobrang dry, masakit na siya. So, ang laki ng help that we have the dishwasher. Totoo. At least I don't have to wash dishes. It's a big help siya for me. Can you imagine?
Pero legit ba talaga siya na nalilinisan? Like, legit ba talaga yun, like 100%?
Wow. We just we just rinse it para yung malalaking food particles hindi bumara sa filter. Tapos kasi it's hot water and then you can nag-demo. you can choose
oh, baka the wash cycle. Yung na gustong bumili, alam na.
So ikaw, Mary, kung ano, aside from the dishwasher. Ang aga mo, actually, ako na dish. Akala ko one of your cameras.
Ako naman, since nasa smartphone industry nga tayo, it really turns me on whenever I receive a phone from the brand. That is something that I requested. Kasi sometimes brands kasi, I don't mind naman na sometimes brands nagkakaroon ng miscommunication or there's no stock. So every time na kunwari I request a certain color, minsan hindi siya natutupad, which is fine. But of course, mas better if yung color na na-request natin is dumarating, right? So every time that I request a color tapos dumating siya, it really turns me on. Parang, yes! Yes, natupad yung request ko. Tapos, you know, parang mas excited ako. Yes, diba, Liz? parang mas exciting to shoot, mas exciting to review the phone kasi nga the one that you requested natupad siya. So yeah, it really turns me on when you receive the requested color or, you know, unit.
I agree.
How about you guys?
Like, sa Unbox, we're a team. Ano, yes. Sa Unbox, we're a team, yes. Diba? So when we make videos, it's not always na ako yung mag-review, ako yung gagawa ng video. Pero, pag may particular smartphone na ito yung color na gusto ko, as in, mine! Ako yung gagawa niya. Bibo girl ako, nagpo-volunteer ako. And I as much as I'd like to say it's because of the powerful processor, truth be told, most of the time, it's really how it looks like if it's the color that I want. Yun yung una ko nakikita diba? So, I would volunteer.
Tapos, diba, mas maganda? Tapos, mas maganda rin kapag may color yung unit kasi hindi ka na mahirapan sa shots, kahit sa B-roll, mas magiging maganda yung kuha kapag, alam mo yun, yung maganda yung color, hindi lang yung plain black. Ang hirap kasi, kukuhaanan ng angle yung unit. Correct. Kaya isa din yun sa concern ko. Kaya naman, baka naman.
Actually, Liz, papakita ko to sa mga brand partners.
Actually, Liz, speaking of, you know, the angle, it also turns me on every time that a smartphone that receive is in matte. Very specific kasi ako. Kapag glossy yung back finish niya, halimbawa may dumating na phone sa akin, kasi bawat ko pa yata siya sabihin, yung dumating na phone sa akin, sobrang glossy niya. And hirap na hirap kami na mag-B-roll, especially yung taga-B-roll ko, puro reklamo. Sabi ko, hindi ko ginusto to. Hindi ko ginusto to. So, huwag ka magalit sa akin. Nag-request naman ng color pero hindi siya dumating. So, so parang ayun, hindi yung brand, nakaka-turn off minsan kapag yung phone mahirap i-B-roll. Alam mo yun, mga behind the scenes struggles lang natin whenever we shoot.
Kasi nag-reflect yung lighting.
Yes.
Yeah, tsaka fingerprints are a big turn off for me. Tapos diba? Kung glossy, maya, puro fingerprints.
Oo, pahid-pahid.
Parang kung ano eh.
Hindi, totoo yun.
Pag may phone, pag nag-B-roll, sponge, kasi nga yung alikabok, kitang dito din. So, parang kung tango, gano'n ako ng gano'n. I'm so sorry for that. Yes.
Nasa hirap mag-focus, di ba? Yung camera, nawawala sa focus, hirap na hirap siya nag-focus.
Correct.
Ang hassle.
Yeah. Nag-turn on talaga tayo. Nag-turn on tayo sa itsura talaga ng ng phone. Sa color.
But it's always about the looks, di ba? Naniniwala talaga ako sa ganun.
Yes.
Sorry, Leo. Pero naniniwala ako sa... Ano ba yung sabihan when it comes to love? Love at first sight. It is what you see first, eh. So, not just to people, but also to tech. It really is all about love at first sight.
Yes. True.
Speaking of yung mga ganyan, actually, I don't know if this is something that you girls would agree with, pero ako it's a turn on for me if a smartphone is simple and usable, in a sense na, kasi usually, di ba may mga smartphones na, at start, chest pumping, payabang, ito yung lahat ng specs namin, boom, 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 ito lahat ng features, boom, 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 haba-haba ng specs sheet. But at the end of the day, you're only gonna use how many of the features? 4, 5 out of the 50 that they mentioned. Alam ko, I'm exaggerating.
Correct.
Honestly, I would rather have a smartphone that may not have all those features that I will never use anyway, and just have yung essentials na gusto ko, but it's done well.
Correct. Something that will cater to all your needs, diba? Kaya nga, diba, may nabasa ko, I'm not sure who's the one who posted it, pero sabi niya na parang, buy a phone based on your needs and don't buy a phone based on the specifications.
Needs.
Kasi, diba, parang ba't ka bibili ng phone na nasa kanya lahat? But at the end of the day, you won't be able to utilize it, diba? Medyo naiinis. I have parang I have a few family members na parang they have the best phone, they have the best flagship phone that we have in the market right now. But they don't know how to use this function, they don't know how to use this camera feature. And at the end of the day, nasasayang yung mga features na binayaran nila na supposedly dapat ginagamit nila, diba?
True.
Napansin ko kasi ngayon, I mean, I'm not mentioning any brands in particular, pero syempre, they would want to say na, oh, it, yun nga, ito yung dami ng features namin, and they would really put that in the marketing brief and all the marketing collaterals, di ba? But at the end of the day, ilan lang talaga yung functions ng phone na always natin ginagamit. So, for yun nga, as long as it's done well, for me, basta ultimate turn on for me pag maganda yung cameras ng smartphone, pag maganda yung if AMOLED yung screen, actually I don't really care so much about the refresh rate kung 120 hertz yan, I'd settle for 60
yes,
basta maganda yung panel. Kasi hindi ako gamer, so what for? Yung mga things like that. Alam mo yung speakers for me, that's a huge turn on pag maganda yung speaker ng phone. Sometimes hindi naman ako nag-headphones na, I just play music sa phone ko habang naglilinis ako ng bahay.
Feeling ko ba? Feeling, actually, no, since you mentioned that, Leah, feeling ko nga, with the situation right now, parang with what we are experiencing right now, hindi na useful sa akin yung mga earphones, headphones, kasi parang, kami lang naman dalawa ni Jason lagi magkasama. So parang there's no sense na mag-headphones pa ako at hindi kami mag-usap, right? So it's better na naka-speakers na lang yung phone or yung computer ko. So at the end of the day, I don't really get to use yung mga AIoT products. Diba? Parang... Kasi diba we usually use them naman when we travel. Oo, yung ganito lang.
Or yung ganito, may... meeting, ayan. Yun lang nagagamit.
Unless you go, unless you travel, diba? Kaya rin siguro, hindi rin ganun kadami yung mga lumalabas na wireless earphones lately.
Sige, ladies. So, what else turns you on aside from smartphones, washing machines, and dishwashers?
Alam nyo, girls, ako, if I were to answer that again, Any gadget that I receive, like for example, recently I ordered lights for my TV bench. TV bench ba yung tawag doon? Basta I ordered the light, tapos it was actually very easy to connect to my phone. I love it when tech is, you know, just easy, very easy to set up. Kasi may mga tech gadgets na I have to ask help from Jason, which is gusto ko, I mean, ayaw ko na ginagawa kasi nga parang nagiging dependent ako sa kanya minsan. So I want to make sure na whenever I receive new tech, I can do it on my own. Diba? Hindi naman kasi parkat like tech reviewers tayo, we know it all. There are times na hindi talaga natin alam how to do it. So we really have to ask help from you, ano, kayo, di ba yung mga asawa nyo, and then ako, I have to ask help for Jason. So when I received that light, tapos na-set up ko siya on my own, it really turned me on kasi sabi ko, oh my God, hindi niya ako pinahirapan. You know, any tech that is very easy to set up, to build, really turns me on.
Right.
Yeah, kayo, ano ba, aside from the things that we mentioned earlier, what else turned you on? Ikaw, Leah.
Ako, honestly, it's the TV that we have at home. I think sa buong buhay ko, this is the most na ang dami kong napapanood na shows kasi sa bahay lang ako. So it's very important na I like the TV and I'm just enjoying it. Lalo ngayon kasi sabi nga namin ni Jamie back in the day, grabe naman 2019 lang to, we used to watch movies all the time. It's our pastime. As in, kahit pangit na movie yan, kung walang maganda, papatula namin yan. It's just what we do. It doesn't matter how bad the movie is. So, ngayon, syempre nawala yun, we can't. So, it's really the TV that replaces it. So, ngayon, we're trying to have, I'm sure a lot of people naman, mga movie date nights na we turn off the lights, we have junk food, and we just watch whatever. So, nag-iiba-iba kasi yung TVs that we use at home depending on what we're reviewing. Pero, imi-mention ko na ngayon, we're using the Huawei Vision S.
I'm kumusta really na, pero I'm gonna ask.
I'm really enjoying it. Maganda yung picture quality niya, girl. As in, sabi ko nga parang when we turn off the lights, and pati naman yung audio niya is pretty good as well. We don't even have a sound bar for it. Kasi our place is pretty small. Pag sound bar kami, kawawa yung kapitbahay. But it really gives me that movie theater. Oo, ang hindi ko palang nasusubukan experience is yung ano niya, yung video kay function niya. Amen. Kailangan na may humanda sila pag meron na. Okay guys, sorry, I think we have to cut this episode short due to technical / internet difficulties. But I guess we can pick up on this next episode that and briefly, yes. And by then we'll have Isa, and I'm sure she has a lot to share as well about what turns her on, yes, in tech. But yeah, before we end, parang I want to thank you, Mary, Liz, sobrang susha lang haba ng shikahan natin. But where can our listeners find you? Pisahan natin kay Mary.
Thank you. Of course, first, thank you so much to everyone who tuned in with us. You guys can find me in YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, of course. You just have to type Mary Bautista Whitey. And of course, how about you, Liz?
Again, thank you sa mga nanonood at sa mga nakikinig. Lalo din sa mga Bisaya, daghan kayong salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw karon sa among podcast. And ayun, mahanap niyo ako dito sa Mindanao. Char! Hindi! Lugar talaga.
Mahanap talaga nila.
Hindi, mahanap niyo ako. Mahanap niyo ako dito sa Facebook page ko na Liz Tech, Instagram, I am Liz Gatiza, and of course, sa aking YouTube channel na Liz Tech. So, ayun guys, maraming salamat.
Ayun, and I'm Leah, I'm with Unbox PH. You can check out our website, that's Unbox PH,
unbox.com.ph.
Unbox.ph lang. Ano ba problema ko? You can also find us on YouTube. That's Unbox.ph. On Facebook. We're also on Instagram and TikTok. Ang labo ko talaga, no? Kulang pa ako sa caffeine, ladies. And of course, you can also follow
women
us. Kami itong aming, what should I say?
Yes,
it's what women want in tech. We're on YouTube. We're here on Spotify. Meron din tayong Facebook and Instagram. Nag-save na rin ako sa TikTok, pero hinihintay ko pang sumayaw si Mary siya kasi Liz. So wala pa kaming upload doon.
Grabe yung pressure.
Oo. But yon, again, thank you for tuning in and spending time here with us where we just talk about things that matter to women in tech. So we'll see you in the next episode. Promise, juicy yung next episode namin.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.